Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up with ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use Express Fund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.
Hi, John Pirana here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. So log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.
Right here, right now. Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Bick on SiriusXM Radio.
We're back at the races exactly 30 minutes to noon on this Thursday, and about 24-plus hours away from opening day of the always important Santa Anita Autumn season. And in addition to Saturday's big stake races and the card that Hammer put together yesterday, the opening day card tomorrow, the Eddie D coming down the hill, plus one of the races at Santa Anita, part of the return of the Stronach Magna 5. And Tom Quigley returns as well. Tom, happy belated birthday, first of all.
Steve, good to be with you and all the listeners. Thank you very much. And, you know, I'm obviously a representative for Santa Anita, but as a racing fan, speaking strictly as a racing fan, I am excited about this coming weekend for a number of reasons. You touched upon the Stronach 5. I mean, every player around the country should be embracing this play. It's a dollar minimum wage. You're not 50 cents with a low 12% takeout with a carryover provision. It's going to test your handicapping acumen from around the country, places like Golden Gate, Laurel, and Gulfstream Park that some of us might not play on a daily basis. But if you connect the dots, you're going to get rewarded. And then we're changing this meet only. It's an experiment to the 20-cent Rainbow Pick 6. And again, I'm speaking as a racing fan. You know, playing the Gulfstream Park Rainbow Pick 6, that you can get a lot of coverage for 20 cents. Well, tomorrow the minimum payout is guaranteed at $250,000. And I'm sure you looked through the card. You mentioned Hammer put together a very competitive card. There's a chance, in my opinion, that there could be just one ticket. I really believe that. I don't think it's as likely on Saturday, when the minimum payout guarantee is $1 million, but $250,000 for a 20 cents wager is another wager that I honestly believe from my heart a lot of the players should take a closer look at.
I like it. While we're doing that, let's hit the changes that are notable. And there is quite a bit going on. In addition, of course, to the introduction of the five tomorrow, we also have got the jackpot concept being tested, Tom. There's also something that you'll be heavily involved in, the sequence of qualifiers. I went over them yesterday with Pete Fornatal, and there is some real big opportunity for contest players, a bunch of seats for all the major things that'll take place between Breeders' Cup through to NHC.
I mean, Steve, literally, if you're a tournament player, we probably have a tournament formatted for your level of play, because we almost have a tournament every single weekend. We kick it off this Saturday with a $500 tournament, and I won't repeat what you and Pete said, but the prize structure is unbelievable. You're putting up a $500 fee, $300 live bankroll, $200 entry fee, and you're literally playing for $40,000 worth of prizes, including whatever you take home on that $300 original bankroll. So if you're anywhere within the voice of my ear, within the earshot of my voice, you should definitely come to San Anita. And if you're not, you can still play on ExpressBet. So fire up your ExpressBet account, participate just as if you were on track, because it's a great deal. $500, it'll cost you in total, and you're literally playing for over $40,000 worth of prizes.
Well, and in terms of the timing, and all of this available certainly at SantaAnita.com, but opening weekend, the $500 challenge. Next weekend, the doubleheader, day one and day two, October 6th and 7th, $3,000 buy-in, and lots of the same kinds of opportunities. Then you come back on October 20th, another $500 challenge, and then the closing day, opportunity, a $3,000 contest on Sunday, November 4th, as if people hadn't been engaged enough on Friday and Saturday for Breeders' Cup.
Well, you know, in the general marketplace, Frank Stronach and his group kind of get some flack once in a while. But I think at least at Santa Anita, and I can't speak for the other Stronach properties, but out at Santa Anita, I think we've proven time and time again, and you even indicated we're ratcheting it up even to a higher level this meet. We're very player-friendly. We want players to come out to the track. We want them to experience the hospitality that we have. It's obviously a magnificent setting. Los Angeles is obviously a great metropolitan area where you can explore other things, or perhaps your better half might not like the racetrack as much. There would be things for him or her to look at as well. So we're just trying to encourage people to come out to the track and really witness what we believe is first-class racing. And you mentioned Saturday's card. Hammer put together 12 races. We're going to have 12 races on Saturday. First post on Saturday exclusively will be noon. Typically it'll be 12:30, but because of the 12 races, we're going to push it back to noon Pacific time.
Well, let's dive into a couple of thoughts, Tom, in advance of the weekend and advance of Saturday. First of all, tomorrow, have you had a chance to look at these races that are involved in the Stronach 5?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. I have obviously looked at Santa Anita's race, which is involved in the Stronach 5, and it's going to be a big, important race because it's race number 4. Not only is that the only race that's part of the Stronach 5 sequence, it's also the first leg of the Pick 6 that we've been talking about. And it's for 3-year-old fillies going a mile on the turf course. I've neglected intentionally not to handicap the other races from Laurel and Gulfstream Park. I'll probably take a look at the race from Golden Gate a little bit later today. But I'm going to have a special seminar that you can view via the simulcast feed at Santa Anita. 11:50 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, my guest will be none other than Tim Ritvo. I think Tim knows a little bit more about Gulfstream Park and Laurel. He's a horse player himself, so I'm going to put his feet to the fire and see if he can personally help us hit that Stronach 5. So it'll be a fun 40-minute seminar where I talk to him about some serious issues like late odds changes and, you know, the tote system and medication and everything else that's on horse players' minds. But at the same time, I want to demonstrate to people around the country that he's also a avid horse player as well.
Well, absolutely, and that'll be fun. 11:50?
11:50 a.m. Pacific time. We'll go till 12:30, and then first post will be 1 o'clock tomorrow Pacific time.
Well, excellent. And we'll send links. Certainly anybody that follows Tom, and you should be, Quigley's Corner. A lot of fun, the advance seminar and analysis that goes on, and to do a little extra work on the rest of these races. Let me get your opinion in this fourth tomorrow while we're doing that, then. I'm going to certainly take advantage of you, of your presence. What did you like in here? The mile on the grass for the fillies and mares.
A field of 11 with an also eligible number 12 will get the scratches tomorrow morning, but we'll assume that at the moment the 12 will not make it into the body of the field. The filly drawn on the far outside, number 11, miraculously, is the lukewarm 7-2 morning line favorite. I totally respect John White's opinion. So whenever I see him put up a lukewarm morning line favorite, I automatically try and find some other horses that I think might be contenders, because he's kind of indicating to you with his morning line that he considers this to be a wide open race. And one of the fillies I'm definitely going to include, Steve, is number 10, Hot Autumn. As you look through this field, you'll see that there isn't a whole lot of early speed. No. She's never been on turf. She's primarily been sprinting. She's been running against older. But I like the fact that she's stretching out and that she's going to be lone speed. I also like number 1, Movie Moment. 3 of her last 4 races have been against graded stakes competition. She's pace dependent, but she does draw the advantageous rail. Gary Stevens is going to have to work out a trip with her. But she does have the highest last race by her speed figure. Granted, like I said, it comes out of a grade 1 race. But she's dangerous on the class drop. And then, like I said, this is one of those races at Santa Anita where we're going around 2 turns on the turf. And keep in mind, our turf course plays so much differently than Del Mar. That's why you see all these crazy results, Steve, both at Belmont Park and even at Santa Anita once we open up our meet. The players are depending upon the form that they see from Saratoga. That's not necessarily translatable to the current track that they're running at. You've seen that with those multiple pick 6 carryovers already at Belmont Park. I think you're going to see some chaos at Santa Anita as well because of that. We see it year in and year out. I think it's going to happen again. So I would consider this to be a spread race for Strona 5 purposes, but my 2 top contenders would be number 10, Hot Autumn, and number 1, Movie Moment.
Well, and I'll only add a couple of other considerations. You did mention Miraculously and the Baltus trainee with Flavian Pratt riding back and technically is dropping down, a teeny notch from first level allowance to 75,000, cleared this condition at Arlington going back to May when being trained by Brendan Walsh. Certainly it is going to make a run. Whether there's enough pace to help Miraculously, get past them all, we'll see. The horse that I think you could alternately include and discuss as a pace presence is Cruel Jack's Blame Filly, Don't Blame Judy. And she's 10-1. And she absolutely is going to have sort of a nice tracking trip. Streak of Luck, Matt Chu as well. You mentioned Movie Moment. I'm absolutely using Movie Moment. But I want the 3 and the 4, I think, on my tickets in here as well. Streak of Luck and Don't Blame Judy. Don't Blame Judy, to me, is really live at 10-1.
Don't Blame Judy has done nothing wrong in her 3-race career. You can see she's always well fancied at the window. She's got that good improving by her speed figure pattern. She'll get tested for class because she just broke her maiden last time going 2 turns at Del Mar. Father Ira Cruel Jack goes up against his son Ian Cruel Jack, who trains my top selection, number 10, Hot Autumn. But you're right, this is a wide open type of race. Streak of Luck broke this condition as a calbred. Now comes in against open. You don't see Mike Smith ride for Matt Chu very often. He did last time when she won by a desperate nose. It wasn't visually that impressive if you go back and watch the replay, but she's certainly in with a punter's chance as well. She's a juicy 8-1 on the morning line, by the way, just indicating again how wide open this race is and what a good race it is to use for the Stronach 5 sequence.
The 1, the 3, the 4, the 10, and the 11. It feels like, I feel like those are that's the grouping. You split them up as you will, A's and B's, but at least in that race, you've got, I think, the ability, Tom, to zero in. There's a couple of races. The Golden Gate race, when you get to that, your eyes are going to cross. And the opener, the Laurel, the race at Laurel is just preposterous. I mean, and frankly, there was a 50, I think the race after it, the 10th, is a 50 non-2 or non-3. It's almost unfair to put a maiden 16 into this as the opening leg. I'm a little, that part of it is the one thing that I think may put people off. I got to be honest.
Sure. Sure. Well, no one said it would be easy, and those races obviously are usually a head-scratcher no matter which track it is running at. But one thing to keep in mind, and again, not defending the decision, just trying to kind of maybe include what went into using that particular race is, the Strona Group has made a commitment to complete this sequence within 45 minutes. Now,
right.
Again, the bashers on Twitter are saying we'll see if that in fact happens since Gulfstream Park controlled two of the races. But I honestly believe that it will, give or take just a few minutes. It's not going to be anything ridiculous. But they want to make it fast-paced, just like the Magna 5 was. And let's, you know, for a moment, since we're all amongst friends here, you know, way back when your buddy and my buddy Johnny D kind of came up with that Magna 5 sequence, the problem was it was way too far ahead of its time. Pick 5s weren't even being introduced at that point in time. We were only up to pick 3s and pick 4s. So you're right. This is just kind of a rekindling of something that we did a few years ago. But it's well placed, I believe, because I do like the higher denomination. It cuts down on the number of combinations you can play. And I do obviously like the low takeout. So I do think players should take a close look at it for those two reasons alone.
Let's look at Saturday, and even ahead of the Saturday discussion, reminder that when we're together tomorrow and we handicap the weekend, the John Henry is on Sunday, the mile and a quarter grass event, and the Zen Yatta, 8.5 for the fillies and mares, a win and you're in. And Abel Tasman, Baffert let us know the other day that she's ready for her prep toward the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Let's talk about tomorrow or Saturday, Tom, some kind of run through the stakes. You've got the two-year-olds, kind of narrow groups, but the elite are signed on. The Rodeo Drive looks very competitive. The Awesome Again pits West Coast and Accelerate, and then a fun group coming down the hill in the Unzip Me.
Unbelievable. Four grade ones on the 12 race card. And one interesting note before we even take a look at the graded stakes action, Steve, is if you take a look at race two on Saturday, we're going 5 furlongs on the turf course. That's right. You heard me correctly. We're not coming down the hill. Again, we're experimenting, right? Sometimes the hill doesn't fit some sprint type of runners. I've always liked those runners that go from two turn races coming down the hill. They seem to really have that explosion late kick, late in the stretch. So we're just experimenting with Cal Brett's going 5 furlongs on the turf. That will not be coming down the hill. That'll start on the backside. And like I said, that'll go as race number 2. And we've got a full field of 10 to support that new concept. But you're right. To me, as a racing fan, this almost has a Breeders' Cup feel, the Awesome Again, because we've got probably the two best handicap horses on the West Coast, specifically a horse named West Coast, owned by Gary and Mary West, trained by Bob Baffert, and, of course, the pro-term leader out here, Accelerate, you know, who was so impressive last time. Rosario comes back out to ride. Obviously, he is the horse to beat because he's been in steady training as opposed to West Coast, who is on the comeback trail. But West Coast is a supplement to the race. The Connections decided to put up the extra money. It's just a field of 6. But to me, this will be an interesting showdown, not only for Saturday's purposes as to who wins the Awesome Again, but also the implications it has for the Breeders' Cup Classic the first Saturday at Churchill Downs.
Any love for the Lieutenant, who I've got a real affection for, and he's got I won't even call it a puncher's chance, but I do like him, and I respect him a lot. The older brother of Justify, who campaigns on, and I mean he's the third horse in here.
He is, and I would be remiss in not pointing out that this has really been a breakout year for trainer Mike McCarthy, affectionately known as Whitey on the backside, and Mike has had a tremendous year. You can see even with the Lieutenant, he's not been afraid to ship him around. He ran a very good second to Diversify in the Suburban, then came back and kind of reacted poorly in the Pacific Classic, and now Mike has given him a lot of time, gets Flavian to ride him for the second time in his career, third time in his career. But I think he's just a notch below these, right? It would be pretty much a surprise if the Lieutenant could upset both West Coast and Accelerate. If only one of them were in there, I would maybe give Lieutenant a bit more of a chance. But to beat both of those very talented horses seems to be a bit of a stretch. But like you, Steve, I do have a soft spot in my heart, both for Lieutenant and also for trainer Mike McCarthy.
look at the Rodeo Drive, and you've got a pretty fascinating group. And this is a nice counterbalance to the Joe Hirsch in New York, which has a very similar feel. The eight-pack here in the Rodeo Drive, Cambodia, who you know has been terrific for Proctor, and Winter Quarter, Sophie P. I mean, when you look up and down here, almost all of these have got graded stake success on their record. You mentioned McCarthy. There's Paved, who you know, has been looking for a grade one really all summer. There's the amazing story of Vasilika, the Hollendorfer refashioned claimer, who just has gotten better and better and better as a four-year-old as the year has gone on. She was claimed in February for 40 and has just marched up the ladder and is running a six-race win streak.
Vasilika and Cambodia certainly are the two fillies to beat in there. Like you said, Sophie P. won the grade one Gamely right over this turf course at the Gray Race Place, then went down to Del Mar and threw in a couple of duds. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier in our conversation, Steve. Players always just fall in love with the last couple running lines in order to find prices, in order to really open up any sort of multi-race exotic wagers you might be considering playing. You've got to go past those Del Mar races, just like you've got to go past those Saratoga races if you're playing Belmont. And so Sophie P. certainly has a chance, although DeSarmo had a relatively cold meet down at the Del Mar meet. We'll see if he can swing it, turn it around here in Arcadia. But I really like Vasilika. I mean, like you said, she's done nothing wrong since Hollendorfer claimed her. I mean, no matter how much they try and test her for class, she always passes that performance. I think she's got a better post-position draw than Cambodia does. We'll see if, in fact, that Cambodia can turn the tables. Proctor, it's great to see him. Glen Hill Farms back in the mix. Winter Quarter Farms owns Cambodia, but I know that they're geared up for a big meet here on the West Coast, so it's always good to see Proctor in town. But another really good race, is it like the best race I've ever seen on paper? No. But is it a competitive race where you can make money playing exotics like exactas and trifectas? Absolutely.
You know, and I'm just, you look at this story with Vasilika, who, you know, started out as basically a modest type. I mean, Mikhail Yanikov bred this one and that Olympia Star operation, and it has moved really all over the country. There's almost no region that she hasn't run. You know who should have claimed this horse? It would be Costa Aronis, because Vasilika Thessalonica, that's a Greek the famous Greek town, actually, Vasilika. I'm surprised that Costa didn't swing in there and grab this one.
The king of grapes in Central California, but it's good to see that his fashion is really all about horse racing. Him and his brother, you've never met a nicer man, and I know that you've spoken to him many times and met with him, but he is a fantastic asset for the sport of horse racing. And then, you know, we didn't really touch upon it, but he's obviously the owner of Accelerate, and it's good to see him so heavily involved in the game. The Sadler Barn really kind of had a breakout point during the Del Mar meet. They were relatively quiet, with the exception of Accelerate, up until Del Mar. And then that barn really caught fire. And this is one of the handicapping challenges. As you look through Friday's card, as you look through Saturday's card, there's so many horses coming off of August layoffs. And that's not because they've necessarily been injured or that they mandated that there was a break, but they just didn't want to run at Los Alamitos. They couldn't get another race back in at Del Mar. And so now they're coming in basically off works alone. I'm really excited to be able to handicap those type of fields, because the physicalness of the way the horses look, and also the reports that we're going to get from Harrington in the morning on the workout reports, those are all going to be pieces of the pie to kind of put things together for opening weekend at Santa Anita.
Well, and from here, of course, I mentioned the John Henry and then the Zenyatta, and then looking ahead as well, Tom, for the you know, the coming action, lay out what else. We got the sprint right next week. You got the mile. What's the mile? I'm drawing a blank on the name.
Yeah, I don't remember either, but I do know we have a 5-day race week next week. We race Thursday through Monday, of course, Monday being Columbus Day, and so we'll race Thursday through Monday. That'll be a fun time, and you know, there's so much local news coverage right now of opening at Santa Anita. Of course, the news is dominated by the politics back in Washington, but at the same time, the local news is covering the opening of Santa Anita. So a lot of excitement in the air. I know a lot of fans are coming out to play in the tournament. Keep in mind, we'll obviously be the host for the live racing on Breeders' Cup weekend. So although Churchill Downs is hosting the Breeders' Cup. We'll be having live racing in Southern California. And if that jackpot Rainbow Pick 6 is able to carry forward throughout the entire meet, we're looking at a massive type of payout on closing day, which would be the day after the Breeders' Cup here at Santa Anita.
And the last of the five big handicapping opportunities next week, it's the City of Hope is what I couldn't remember. The City of Hope, the Santa Anita Sprint Championship, and the two-year-old sprint, the new one, the Speakeasy. And then you go into Sunday, the L.A. Woman for the Fillies and Mares. On the dirt sprinting. You've also got the swing time as well. And then on holiday Monday, the all-important opportunities to win the surfboards, the Surfer Girl and the Zuma Beach, the most sought-after trophy at Santa Anita.
How creative is Hammer, right? Not
it's the
only
best.
Did they come up with those names, but you're right. I mean, of all the, no one wants the crystal. Everybody wants that surfboard. And I would want
exactly.
one, too, as an owner because it's very, very unique.
I love it. Well, the unique coverage and visits from Tom Quigley, Quigley's Corner. Follow Tom on Twitter. He keeps an eye on the horse flesh and sends out missives and lets everybody know who's looking good in the paddock on their way to the racetrack and gives you plenty of time to bet. And Tom, as the ambassador and as the liaison for players at Santa Anita, appreciate it.
It's a great weekend to be a horse player, Steve. Enjoy it.
Tom Quigley, everybody. Quigley's Corner. Follow Tom. And we'll follow Tom. Well, we're not going to have time. Just looking up, we're not going to have time to follow Tom today because we're up around the top of the... Yeah, I guess. Well, Casey just asked me, are we staying or should we stay or should we go? We could play the Clash. I guess we'll stay. It's silly at this point, right? Yeah, we'll stay. Looking at that schedule, and I'm glad that I had completely forgotten. next week is that right? Is that where we're? Yeah, we are. We're up against October 1st is Monday, so Columbus Day the following Monday. So there'll be plenty of holiday racing, and that'll include Belmont. You got the Knickerbocker and the Matron. Woodbine's open too. That's Columbus Day is Canadian Thanksgiving. And Hastings is open as well. They've got their ballerina and which is long on the dirt for the fillies and mares. They also run the premiers, the grade threes. So that's part of it. Belmont too on Sunday. The Flower Bowl, the Frisette, the Futurity. And on Saturday, as we mentioned with Steve Askin, you got the Champagne and the Beldame, the Turf Sprint that, in fact, you heard Jason Service talk about the other morning, and the Hill Prince as well, the 9-furlong, 3-year-old event, the late season 3-year-olds. And, of course, we'll start to gear up tomorrow when Marty McGee visits. Well, you know, obviously we'll talk about Churchill and the nice card on Saturday night, but we'll also start to look toward Keeneland as well and Fall Stars weekend at Keeneland. Mary Rampolini will join us as well tomorrow for weekend preview. Don't want to leave Mary out Remington with a massive card that'll come together today. The Remington Park Oaks and the Oklahoma Derby, and then another 8 stakes. So a lot to look forward to, and we'll stay ahead of everything. And of course, at Keeneland, the Futurity and the Alcibiades for the 2-year-olds. You got their turf sprint, the Woodford, the TCA on the main for the fillies and mares, the Shadwell, and the First Lady. The Great Mile turf race that always seems to be particularly productive. And on Sunday, they'll come back with the Bourbon and the Spinster and their new turf sprint race, the Indian Summer, to send the 2-year-old juvenile sprinters toward Churchill. So a lot to look forward to. And I was toying with a full Stronach 5 preview this morning. It's too complex, I'm afraid. So we'll save it. We'll get some opinions tomorrow. And that'll include Mike Welch to help us with that 8th and 9th at Gulfstream, which at least are manageable. I'm telling you, the Laurel Maiden Claimer and the Golden Gate group, the fourth leg, 40 Claimer, those are the ones that are really tough. 9 in the Laurel race and 10 at Golden Gate. And woof. This is going to be tough. And at a dollar increment, you're going to have to be very, very clever the way you structure your plays. So we'll do what we can. And not only will we hit that, we'll do all the weekend action, weekend preview. Good luck today if you're playing. And I want to thank Steve and Tony and Tom and Andrew Hawkins. Action today, Belmont, of course, later. And I tweeted it out early if you missed it. NBC TV Sunday, NBC Sports, not Sunday, Saturday, NBC Sports Network, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And the Naira action on MSG and the usual Belmont Live places. But I gave you I got to go look for it now because I tweeted it and I forgot what the details were, to be honest. You had two races off, two races on today. The 5th and 9th are off. The 4th and 8th are on at Belmont. Your other options, Belterra and Charlestown, Churchill, Delaware, getting ready to close, Finger Lakes, Golden Gate, Gulfstream, Penn National, Presque Isle, Remington Park, Camarero, too. Good luck if you're playing, everybody. Weekend preview tomorrow at the races.
Buick 49. Black sheep of the angels riding down the line. We think there is a soul. We don't know. That soul is hard to find. Down the road. Down the road. If you're out to get the honey.
It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up at ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use ExpressFund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard, too.
Hi, John Parada here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. So log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.